You know, today is probably like my favorite day of the whole year because we get to talk about vision this morning. We get to see some baptisms, some people being launched, and we get to have a great meal together tonight. So it's a great day today. You're here for a very lucky day. Tonight, if you're going and you're not sure where the fairgrounds is or how to find it, there's some maps on the little tables that have the sermon notes and the bulletins. You can grab one of those maps. Maybe I'm not supposed to say this, but every year we have a few people that sign up that don't show up. So if you haven't signed up and you want to show up, just show up. We'll find room for you, okay? You may not get turkey or dessert, but we'll find room for you. It's just a great time for us to come together. We have a couple services here. A couple times a year, we'd like to get everybody together. And tonight, we're just going to have a big dinner, have a short program, thanking the Lord. Chaplain Phil Smith is going to be with us. He's been going through some tough stuff as he's been trying to lead in the military because it's Veterans Day and our Thanksgiving dinner. He's going to be here with us tonight to share a little bit what God has brought them through as a family. So it's going to be a really positive, encouraging time. We want to encourage you to come tonight if you haven't already decided to come. All right, let's grab our Bibles. Philippians chapter 3. We're just going to spend a few minutes there today. This morning is one of two Sundays a year where we step back from everything that we're doing as a church and we ask ourselves the question, God, what are you doing in the long term? What are you doing around the corner? And as our church DNA has been developed over the years, we have had a passion for making sure that we are accomplishing what God has called us to accomplish as a church, not just in the short term, but in the long term. And so today is a bit of a Vision Sunday. We do it once in November and once in May. And we're talking this morning about this second step in our current vision plan. So I just want to unpackage it for you today. We're introducing it for you today, and I hope that you're encouraged by what you hear because God is up to some great stuff. It's wonderful that even in this service this morning, this day of vision speaking has been on the calendar for months and months, and it's no coincidence that by way of happenstance, we move baptisms to today, and we have a missionary that we're talking about being launched today. So again, showing the vision of God reaching not only people here in our own Foothill community, but making an impact around the world. So we're introducing to you today for the very first time, Forward. Forward. Everybody say Forward together. Forward. Now you may be asking the question, what is Forward? Well, Forward is the second chapter of a program we have here or a plan we have here called Vision 10, 11, 12. How many of you have heard of Vision 10, 11, 12? Hopefully most of it. If you're not familiar with Vision 10, 11, 12, then your second question is, what in the world is Vision 10, 11, 12? So I want to review it quickly because this is a major plan that God has been calling us to and working our way through. Vision 10, 11, 12 is a strategic plan that we believe God is leading Auburn Grace Community Church through. The numbers are significant and they're purposeful. Vision 10, 11, and 12. The number 10 stands for 10 projects we believe that God is leading our congregation to accomplish. Through His strength and His timing and His way, we are in partnership with God's plan for our church, and we're asking the Lord to help us accomplish what we feel like He's leading us to, these 10 projects. And here they are. 4 missionaries sent from Auburn Grace onto the mission field as full-time missionaries. For years and years and years, we have supported missionaries that have come to us asking for us to lend a hand to get them on the field. And about 5 or 6 years ago, we made a strategic shift in asking the Lord, Lord, we don't just want to support missionaries, although we do, and we support a lot of them. We actually want to raise up. Would you help us identify, prepare, and equip families that you're calling right from our own church? And we believe God is going to do that 4 times. 4 families, maybe you're one of them. We also believe God is leading us to launch 4 new churches because there are a lot of people in the foothills and around the world that don't know about the Lord. And there are places here in the foothill community that we need to help continue to spread the good news of Jesus. Did you know that in Auburn and in the foothill community, if every church was filled to capacity in 2 services on Sunday morning, we would still only be reaching about 10% of our community? And so there's a lot of people, maybe you know some. In fact, I know you know some as I know some, that really need to either come to the Lord, come back to the Lord, or grow more deeply with the Lord. So we want to plant 4 churches in the foothill community or around the world. And then thirdly, we want to complete two campus build-outs. We believe God is going to expand our vision of using our facility to build bridges into our community so that we can have relationships with people and invite them to come to know the Lord. We do that with our facility here all the time. This place is rented out constantly to community groups, and there are groups that meet here almost literally every day. We invite the community to come onto our campus and to rent this room or that room. Why? So that we can help develop a relationship with them, and many times those relationships have led to individuals either coming to church or rediscovering their walk with the Lord or coming to Christ for the first time. We want to take that vision now out to some outdoor space. So two campus buildouts, Grace Park. If you don't know about Grace Park, we own the 6 acres adjacent to us, and we're building a community park so that we can build relationships with our community. And we're going to encourage the community to come and use it all the time. We're going to be blessed by it, but it's going to be a way that we can reach out to our community. And then the gymnasium building next to us, we're praying someday we can acquire that and transform that into a recreational space, because Auburn, as a community, is an outdoor recreation community. Isn't that true? The arts are growing here in our town, and that's why we have a nice facility we can rent to art groups. In fact, we just had this really cool little kids play program put on by somebody in the community, and it was wonderful. This is a wonderful venue, but mainly Auburn has declared itself to be the endurance capital of the world. How many of you knew that? Okay? We are the endurance capital of the world. Nobody called us that. We labeled ourselves that, okay? Why? Because we have several hundred mile races that end in Auburn. And there's a lot of things going on. We got all kinds of hiking trails and rivers and streams, the endurance capital of the world. Auburn is a huge outdoor recreation community, and there is a need, believe it or not, for more outdoor recreational space for our community to use. And so we're using that as a means to help connect with people. So those are the 10 projects that God is leading us to accomplish. 4 full-time missionaries from our church, 4 church plants, and 2 campus build-outs. That's the number 10 in Vision 10, 11, 12. The number 11 stands for the cost. You know, where God is going to call us, he's going to provide. And that's a big price tag to send out 4 missionaries, to launch 4 churches, to complete 2 church campus build-outs, to pass on Auburn Grace to the next generation, 100% debt-free. God's going to have to provide in a major way. He's going to provide in a major way. And that's a big number, isn't it? $11 million. Anybody just want to shoot your hand up, say, I'll take care of that right here, right now? Okay? No, certainly not. And God's going to do it one trickle at a time, but he's faithful. And what God calls you to do, his job is to provide for it, right? It's not our job to manipulate for it. I hope as we've been going through the last 3 years, you haven't felt like we've been pressuring you to give money. When I became the pastor here 27 years ago, you know, we were in a financial crisis that took us almost 10 years to get out of, and I just made a pledge that that money will never be the face of Auburn Grace, but God's going to provide. He's going to provide. So that's the number 11. The number 12 is 12 years. We can't do all these projects in 1 year or 3 years or 5 years. So we're going to do them in 12 years. And what we've done is taken the 12-year plan and we have divided it into 4 3-year chapters. So chapter 1 was 2020 through 2023. We just completed that this last spring, all in. Many of you participated in prayer and giving and volunteering for that project. We finished the first chapter, and now today we are launching chapter 2, which we're calling Forward. Keep the mission moving forward. And so that's what we're introducing today, chapter 2. When this chapter is over in 2026, we'll introduce chapter 3. And then in 2029, we'll introduce chapter 4. We're going to complete the 12-year vision in 3032. And then we're all just going to die and go be with Jesus and leave it to the next generation if the Lord tarries. We'll be wore out by then. And the reason we do that is because we're not trying to burden our church with a 12-year program. 3 years at a time, and those of you that were certainly participating in last chapter, we say thank you to you. We had a big event this last spring, closing out the all-in vision, and you're free from that. If you want to join us for this next one, great. There's a lot of new folks that have been coming since the last vision. You can engage in this vision. We're not asking for a commitment for the rest of your life, but here we are. We're engaging in our next three-year chapter. And in each of these chapters, we're trying to send one missionary. We're trying to plant one church and focus on a project. So in chapter one, send one missionary, plant one church, and begin project number one, which is Grace Park. In this chapter, we're trying to send another missionary and plant another church and complete Grace Park. Then in chapter three, send another missionary, plant another church, begin project two, which is the gym property next to us. And in chapter four, send another missionary, plant another church, and complete that particular project. So we will end here with a campus of 13 acres. We'll have a church as the hub. We'll have a park. We'll have a gym. We'll have meeting spaces. Just incredible ways that hundreds of people from our community come on our campus and to play ball or play sports or to take a Bible study, but all the time giving us the chance to build a relationship with them so that we can introduce them to Jesus or back to Jesus. So that's Vision 10, 11, 12 in a nutshell. Now we just completed, like as I said, the first chapter. We called that chapter All In. And that's gone on for the last 3 years. And as I was reminiscing over all that God did over the last 3 years, I just became so grateful to Him. Because if you remember the fall of 2020, what were we in the midst of as a culture? Okay, COVID. That's not the best time to launch a vision for the future. But we decided, you know what? God has called us to this. In spite of all that's going on in our culture and our world, we're going to keep persevering. We're going to keep stepping forward in faith. And God did it. So we started in 2020, in the fall of 2020, and God raised up the Mallory family. And Claire and Kyler, yeah, we can say woo for them. They're an awesome family. A young family from our church, partnering with Encompass World Partners, our mission sending agency, and they're doing really well in Osaka, Japan. And God is using them mightily. So that's like one of our first recent homegrown missionaries that we sent out. One of our other missionaries was planting a church and doing work in the Middle East, and so we partnered with him, and now we've helped to plant a church there in Iraq. We stuck our nose trying to plant a church here in the Foothill community. That door seemed to be opening, and then the Lord closed it, so we haven't given up on it. But we look back on the last 3 years, and God was gracious enough to help us to plant a church in the Middle East. And then we worked hard this last chapter in All In campaign to get the permits to build Grace Park. The goal for the first 3 years wasn't to build it, but to get the permits. How many of you ever built in Placer County? It takes a little bit of time, okay? And I just want to publicly thank Chuck Townsend and Kevin Ziegemeier. They're leading the team that have walked our project through the county. And we are within a couple of weeks of getting our permits to build Grace Park. And so we can give the Lord a hand for that as well. Our goal was to have 100 strategic partners in our last 3 years. A strategic partner is somebody that just says, you know what, I'll pray for that regularly. I'll pray for Vision 10, 11, 12. I'll give as the Lord provides, and I'll volunteer even if there's opportunities for me to volunteer. We were praying for 100 people or 100 families or 100 businesses that would partner with us and be strategic partners. And we're so grateful that in the last 3 years, God provided 138 strategic partners. So we're grateful. And if you were one of them, we just want to say thank you to you. Your responsibility is done. We've closed the books on All In. You're free. And we just want to thank you for your faithfulness, for your faithfulness. Now, again, the challenge of finances, we were asking God, okay, God, how are you going to provide for this? We had set a goal that in the first chapter, that the Lord would help us to bring in $2 million out of the $11 million, which was a big task, a big goal. Again, 3 years, midst of COVID and cultural upheaval. It wasn't the best time to try and raise funds, but God was faithful. And at the end of the campaign, at the end of the 3 years, God brought in $1.965 million, and we also still have a $100,000 matching grant, which pushes us over the $2 million goal. So praise the Lord for that. He's been good to us for that, yeah. Now, we fully intend not to borrow any money to do these projects. We're just waiting on the Lord to do them. When we renovated our church facility here in 2015 so that we could move from three services to two services, we have a debt for that. Again, all of this is to be taken care of in the Vision 10, 11, 12 campaign. But over the last couple of years, as it comes to helping us accelerate down our current debt from our renovation in 2015, from 2015 to 2023, we reduced the principal by over $350,000. And we're on track now, if we keep up the pace, that we're going to save $1.4 million in interest by 2032. So we're right on track with that. I want you to know God has been good. God has been good. And so I think let's give the Lord a hand for vision for All In. So God is faithful. So here we are introducing to you today, Forward. Forward. We chose the word forward because it's in Philippians chapter 3, where Paul is kind of given his personal story, and he's talking a little bit about his past and a little bit about the future. And he tells us there in Philippians chapter 3, verses 12 and 13, that he's shooting for something. He knows that God left him here on earth with a mission. That when God saved us, when we came into a relationship with Jesus, he could have immediately taken us to heaven, but he didn't. He leaves us here and he gives us a mission for our life. And Paul says, I've been working on that mission and I've been striving to fulfill all that God has for me in my life. And he says there in verse 12, not that I've already attained it all or already become perfect. That word perfect is like fully mature, full throttle, usable. But look what he says. I what? Press on so that I may lay hold of that for which I was laid hold of by Christ Jesus. God grabbed a hold of Paul's life with a purpose. And he said, I haven't fulfilled everything, but I'm on my way. And although I haven't fulfilled everything he has for me in my life, I'm going to keep pressing on. And then in verse 13, he says, now, brethren, I do not regard myself as laying hold of it yet, but one thing I do, forget what lies behind and reaching what? Forward. And so we're applying this personal principle of Paul to what God has called us to as a church mission. And we're saying, Lord, we know we're on our way to fulfilling what you want us to do. We want to keep pressing on and reaching forward. So that's how we came up with the name Forward. Well, what are our goals for the next 3 years? Again, we want to send one missionary. We want to plant a church. And we want to finish building out Grace Park Ministry. So when it comes to our missionary, you met him this morning, the O'Brien family is our official missionary for the Forward 3-year project. And so we're going to help continue to support them and raise them up and partner with them and equip them to be ready to go in June and then watch them blossom in Chiang Mai, Thailand over the next couple of years. By the way, don't you just love that name, Chiang Mai? Let's say that together, Chiang Mai. I don't know if it's something I order at a restaurant or if it's a city on a map, but I just love that phrase, Chiang Mai. That's project number one. God has already revealed it to us. So we're excited about that. Project number two is planting a new church. Lord, what are you doing? Where are you moving? We're trying to be sensitive to his leading as we pray together as board. Like, Lord, where are you leading? What are you wanting to do? The opportunities that we see right in front of us right now are more projects that God is opening doors for overseas. We see our friend Bishop Abel. How many of you know Bishop Abel? He's come to our church many times. We helped him plant a church years ago in Nairobi. He's turned that church over to his leadership team, and he's moved about 4 hours away, and now he's planting another church. And so the opportunity is before us to launch a church outside of Nairobi, Kenya. Our partners in Chile, the Phillips family, Gabe Phillips and his brother Eric, are doing a tremendous work in Chile, and their church is continually planting churches. And I just got an email with some pictures of a family that has moved to a new community outside of Santiago. And so they are there starting to plant a church. So pray with us. Like, Lord, where are you opening that door? We really believe God's going to use Auburn Grace to plant two churches in the foothills and maybe down the hill. We believe that God is going to open a door for us to plant a church in the corridor going from Roseville or Rockland out to Lincoln, where all those housing developments are going. We really believe He's going to open up the door there. We really believe He's going to open the door in one of our foothill communities to plant a church, because there's still a lot of people that need to know about Jesus. He hasn't opened up those doors yet. We're knocking on them and we're waiting for Him, but He seems to be opening these doors right now. So we're going to step through them. So that's project number two. And project number three is to build out and launch Grace Park Community Ministries. God is doing some great things there. He's opening up doors for us. It's going to be a fun place to be, a community place to be. We're putting a board of directors together for Grace Park so that people can get involved from our community and join with it directly. And God is starting to open up a lot of doors there. So those are the three projects. Let's send the O'Briens. Let's get them out of town. Let's send them out of town. Let's plant a church somewhere in Kenya or in the Middle East, and let's build out Grace Park and launch that ministry. What we're praying when it comes to strategic partners, remember, a strategic partner is somebody that just says, you know what, I'll pray, I'll give as the Lord provides, and I will volunteer when needed. We're praying that the Lord will provide 150 of those strategic partners. So maybe this will be you or your family or your business as we give opportunity for that. You'll notice today in the bulletin, there's no pledge cards, there's no commitment cards, there's no signs on the wall. And so we're just introducing this to you today to get you to start thinking and praying through it and see what the Lord does. So 150 strategic partners. When it comes to the financial side of it, what are we asking the Lord to provide? Again, these are his projects. He's going to have to provide. He says where He calls us, He's able to provide. And so we're going to be working hard at that. But the goal for the next 3 years is to raise $2.5 million. And again, with the way that the economy is going right now, with inflation, you know, with gas prices doubling in the last 3 years, maybe logically, this does not seem like the best time to launch a campaign like this. But you know what? It didn't seem like the best time when we were going through COVID either. And God just had us just press on and let's see what He's going to do. Now, one of the things that we're going to see this particular chapter is we're going to reach out to a lot of community partners and grants. There's a lot of people in our community that want more outdoor recreational space, and they'll partner with people like us to help that happen. So again, community partnerships, grants, gifts, planned giving, we're just praying that the Lord will fulfill that as He sees fit, and the Lord will open that door. So that's a summary of our next vision chapter called Forward. Let me close this morning with how we can pray. Four prayer requests. Number one, pray that the Grace Park Ministry plan will be launched. It takes a lot of work between now and its launching. That God's going to have to open a lot of doors. He's going to have to raise up some good leaders. He's going to have to provide. But we really believe He's calling us to launch the Grace Park Ministry in the next 3 years. Number two, wisdom. We need prayer for wisdom for the church plant leadership and strategy. You know, we're not exactly sure how God's going to do it yet. We're not afraid to dip our toes into the water and to knock on the door and to see where He's going to open doors. And I can honestly say we have 3 years. We're not exactly sure which direction God is leading yet, so we need your prayers that we would have clear discernment on church plants and where God's leading them to happen over the next 3 years. Pray that our permits will be completed quickly. We've submitted them for the first time. We got some requests for revision. We've submitted those revisions, and we really believe that, the team really believes that in the next 2 to 3 weeks, we're going to hear that the permits are completed and they're ready to go. And then finally, pray for construction hurdles that need to be overcome. You know, building something like this is not easy. There's a lot of hurdles. I'm not going to go into the details, but there's a lot of hurdles that we're hoping that the Lord will help us overcome. Tomorrow morning, there's a 10 o'clock Zoom call with the NID because there's a discussion about the NID canal and how much of it we need to cover so that it's safe for what we're trying to do. So we're praying that that will just be a good, positive meeting. We're praying for favor. We believe God has given us favor with our county representatives and with those at the planning center, and so we're grateful for that. But there's several key hurdles that need to be overcome, and so we're asking that you would pray for that as well. So there's four prayer requests, how you can pray. This today is what we're calling a soft launch. We want you to know that we're initiating this today. On the back of the program that has the the different opportunities for giving, you'll see that tonight at the table at the Thanksgiving dinner, we have a Thanksgiving offering, and tonight's offering is going toward the playground that's going to be at the new park that we're putting in. So if you want to help with that, you can do that tonight at the dinner. I don't know if you know this or not, but Bell Road is named after Pike Bell, a former resident who used to own all this land. If you stand on the corner of Bell Road and Desiree, as far as you can see, that's what he used to own. And right on our property, there are the remnants of the cabin that he built so that when he brought his cattle there to ship to market, he could stay there. And so to memorialize Pike Bell, we're going to call it Pike's Playground, and we're going to put a little memorial to him on out there. And so that's what's at the dinner tonight. If you want to throw some money into that, that's what we're doing for the project for tonight. Okay, but that's what God's doing. I'm so excited about it. I can't believe what God did in the first chapter. I'm excited about this chapter, and I'm truly believing that God's going to continue to do like he has been doing, reaching families and reaching people for the Lord and allowing us to have an impact here in our community and around the world. And I just want to say, as your pastor, I'm so grateful to you and your participation in reaching people for the Lord, not just through a campaign like this. I'm talking in general. It's amazing to me how in a small town in Northern California, a church like Auburn Grace can have such a regional footprint and a global footprint for the Lord, and that's a compliment to you as a congregation. Well, let's stand together, let's close our time, and let's give this to the Lord. Lord Jesus, thank you for your faithfulness. I know that if we could all come up here on stage and share a story of how you've been faithful to us personally, many of us would have stories to share. The last 3 years have been filled with so much change, and yet you continue to be faithful. Thank you for the families that pressed on with their mission. Lord, thank you that in the midst of change and cultural upheaval, you allowed us just to press on and to keep moving forward. And thank you for how you provided in the all-in season. Thank you for each participant and each prayer and each gift and each hour of volunteering. Thank you for accomplishing so much the last 3 years. And it reminds us that these next 3 years you'll be faithful as well. In a culture that is going through more difficulties, Lord, we know that we could get distracted and easily focus on the issues at hand, but you want us to press on and to press forward. And Lord, we recognize that Auburn Grace Community Church is a wonderful faith community that we all personally benefit from, but Lord, we also know that the focus of our mission is not us. The focus of our mission is you and spreading your name in the foothills and beyond. So thank you for giving us that mission and that heart. May you provide, may you raise up all that's needed and all the people that are needed. And Lord, we just commit this campaign of forward to you before it even starts. And we give you the glory for its outcome. Help us as leaders to be sensitive to your leading and guidance, that we wouldn't push too soft or too hard. And Lord, we would only accomplish what you've called us to accomplish, and we'd have the courage and the discernment to know what that is. Thank you for your blessing. Thank you for our congregation. Thank you for today, these baptisms, these missionaries going. Lord, it just reminds us that you're constantly at work in us and through us. We dedicate this time to you in Jesus' name. And everybody said, amen. Amen. Thanks for coming. Have a wonderful day today.